We've covered this several times, but still there's more to go. We have a lot more to cover on this particular topic, megacities. It's a police state haven, and they're being constructed all around us. So many cities and so many people are going to be moved to these cities by force or subversion. The megacities of the New World Order are being built today, and they're going to impact us all. And we had better know what in the world is about to take place with them before it's too late. And we should also know where they come from. Within the Sustainable Development Goals of the UN, you guys will like these numbers, specifically Goal 9 and 11, aim at building megacities and facilitating urbanization. This ideology is a citizen's nightmare and a totalitarian regime's haven. Over the last several years, a trend has taken place throughout the world, not just America, and that trend is urbanization, the process by which a population moves from the country into the cities. Today, more than half of the world's population live in urban areas, and over the next several years, those figures will rise significantly. In the current America, and other countries of the world, one thing is holding back the wholesale rise of urbanization, and that is the infrastructure. And how many countries around the world are about to redo their infrastructure? The existing structures of modern cities are not built or designed to house the millions of people that the UN, the cabal, the bankers, the think tanks, that they want to move to them. Nor are they intended to protect the individuals that live within them. Enter Agenda 2030, specifically Goals 9 and 11, as I said earlier. Under the UN's Sustainable Development Agenda, a plan has taken shape on how to further control the world's cities and the populations therein. I wrote this article earlier today, and I got to tell you, the think tanks are focusing on how to lock down these cities. The think tanks are working with the bankers, like JP Morgan and Chase, for example. The agenda for urbanization was birthed many years ago, going all the way back to URUK. Not Europe, URUK, or URUK. One of the most important cities at one time, the most important, in ancient Mesopotamia. According to the Sumerian king list, it was founded by King Enmerkar, located in the southern region of Sumer, modern-day Iraq. Or Warka, Iraq. URUK was known in the Aramaic language as Erek, which it is believed gave rise to the modern name for the country of Iraq, Iraq. Now, this is where it gets really interesting. Though another likely derivation is Al-Iraq, or A-L-I-R-A-Q, Al-Iraq, the Arabic name for the region of Babylonia. That's a bit interesting. The ideology behind urbanization is not necessarily new, but the race towards megacities is relatively a new idea. Now, we're going to disconnect from the Babylonia stuff, and we're going into what's going on today and since the 1800s. During the 1800s, only 3% of the world's population lived in cities, a figure that rose to 47% by the end of the 20th century. In 1950, there were only 83 cities, with populations exceeding 1 million. By 2007, this number had risen to 468. The UN forecasts that today's urban population of 3.2 billion will rise to nearly 5 billion by 2030, when 3 out of 5 people will live in cities. The drastic increase is being driven by technology, subversion, and totalitarian ideology. You know why? Because they want to control us all. The citizenry will not have free reign. Especially in these megacities. They want the land, which is part of the sustainable development, which is part of the climate change agenda. They want the land to control it so they can tax it and keep you and me off of it. While we're trapped in a nasty megacity, and if you try and leave, the police are there to stop you, or the army, or the military industrial complex, whoever it may be. The technology is going to monitor your every breath, move, heartbeat, you name it. Hell, it's already started with the Fitbit and other like technology. The bankers of the world are actively pushing the megacity agenda, while the UN develops goals to support it and the army figures out how to control it. The following joint report from the Brookings Institute and J.P. Morgan, Brookings Institute is the think tank. The Brookings Institute and J.P. Morgan and Chase further proves how and what the governments and institutions of the world are going to do to prepare to control megacities. So there's a lot that's going to be going on with this, because this report is about 54 pages, and it's called Securing Global Cities, Best Practices, Innovation, and the Path Ahead. This is going to start now, because they're beginning the plans to build the infrastructure. I wouldn't say today, but you get what I'm saying. Extremely soon. I mean, if we go to the White House, we obviously have Trump talking about infrastructure. And no, I'm not trying to attack Trump. I'm just saying that we need to be very careful about what he does with his infrastructure plan. The infrastructure plan is the one thing that united both the Republicans and the Democrats, the elite, the bankers, and it all, and the UN, and all of their special interests. They want this infrastructure. And there's a reason they want it. Because if they can install their technology everywhere, if they can build back doors into the megacities for the armies to control it, then we have essentially a large portion of the New World Order being constructed. And it could relatively start tomorrow, depending on when this actually goes into action. Now, it is already going into action on several of the cities around the world, just not necessarily in America yet, because we cannot pass a plan for it because of the division right now. But this is the one unifying factor between Trump and everybody. Everybody knows that we need infrastructure. My God, our bridges, most of our bridges in America have failed, or they don't pass the safety standards, the modern day safety standards. Most of the bridges in America don't pass that. We need infrastructure. But the architecture and the design of it all has potential to be one of the worst things that's ever taken place in our history. Recently, the Army also released a report stating that they are unprepared for the rise of megacity turmoil, such as migration, such as riots, these sorts of things, or extraction of certain citizens. They even said that in the report as well. But as the Institute's report shows, specifically in the following graph, the growth of megacities, emerging gateways, and middleweights, the world is moving inwards and rather quickly. Here are some of the names of the big cities, and obviously you're probably going to know them, but London, Los Angeles, New York, Paris, and Tokyo, Osaka, Kobe, that's one too, Asian anchors, Beijing, Hong Kong, Moscow, Seoul, Shanghai, Singapore, emerging gateways such as Ankara, Istanbul, Rio, St. Petersburg, Santiago, Sao Paulo, Shenzhen, and so on and so forth. There's factory China. We have the knowledge capitals like Atlanta, Austin, Baltimore, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Hartford, Houston, Minneapolis, Philadelphia, Portland, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, Seattle, Stockholm, Washington, D.C., and Zurich. Those are the knowledge capitals. We also have the American middleweights, which have recently been added to the list of megacities. Charlotte, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Columbus, Detroit, Indianapolis, Kansas City, Miami, Orlando, Phoenix, Pittsburgh, Riverside, Sacramento, San Antonio, St. Louis, and Tampa. And of course, we have the international middleweights, such as Brussels, Copenhagen, Frankfurt, Hamburg, and so on and so forth. There's others on the list. If you want to come look at it, just go to ChristianTruther.com. We have a massive agenda at play right now. They've gone through and they've gotten their climate change, and they're working on the oceans, and of course they're working on agriculture right now as well. These are goals 9 and 11. They've already started this agenda. It's been going on in the background for a long time. One of the individuals who will be taking part in designing this, his name is Parag Khanna. We've exposed him many times. Parag Khanna came out, he was in the New York Times. He came up with this idea. He didn't come up with it. You know what I'm saying. He put forth an idea that instead of having states in America, America should move to regions, economic regions and the hot zones and stuff like that. And so what his agenda looked like, the map was identical to the FEMA regions map. And we know what that means. We know where they're going with this. But he is a part of this UN Agenda for Sustainable Development, the infrastructure plans. Construction coupled with technology. These cities will be a totalitarian's haven. Think about this. They've been working on these smart lamps, cameras at every single freaking door, shopping mall, whatever. They've been working on this for a long time. And in some cities, these smart lamps, which have microphones, are actively there already. Now, Tim Allen was just on Jimmy Kimmel recently, and he made a really good point, and I wanted to bring up what he said. I've got the video on the website as well. If the government dispatched vehicles with cameras on them, there would be riots in the streets. But when Google develops a new phone, people and smile and wave and take pictures. Now, those aren't his exact words, but that's the general idea of what he was saying in the video, and he uses those words. I just didn't quote it directly, so make sure you come watch that video. If you've seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about then. This ideology is being wrapped into the development of megacities. And of course, this is going to entail some RFID chips and things like that. We see new technologies come out. I shouldn't say new technology, but new ideology has come out where workplaces want to test the genetics and test the blood of their employees. This is a new thing that's just come out. And of course, they're going to try and wrap this into a desirable thing where you could possibly get paid more, whatever have you. Well, that's the same ideology that's going to play into these megacities. They're going to make it look like, well, it's cheaper to live in megacities. It's more convenient. My goodness, they use convenience as a weapon. As a freaking weapon. They wield that thing like a sword. The infrastructure agenda by the UN is a multi-level assault on the ordinary citizen. And it's time we all woke up to it. So within this report, we went over where it came from, and we went over where it's going. The question is, what are we going to do? Let me know what you think. That's all I've got for you. God bless, and carry on.